В гробе живот даровав, Христос, шаконвих, токтокумавих, лихминек.
That's the Resurrection Troparion, first in Church Slavonic and then in Aleutic. Daria Safronova Semyonov is an archivist at St. Herman's Theological Seminary and a Russian instructor at Kodiak College. For the last 3.5 years, she's held weekly gatherings to study these two languages in Russian Orthodox hymns. She says Church Slavonic is rooted deep in religious tradition, both abroad and in Alaska.
All these languages, Bulgarian, Serbian, and Russian, Ukrainian, they changed, but they still kept worshiping in Church Slavonic. This language unites all these nations. So when first missionaries, when they came to Alaska, they started worshiping in Church Slavonic.
Florence Matfey Christensen-Pestrikov is an Aleutic language teacher. She says she grew up reciting the Lord's Prayer in Church Slavonic.
Lay readers had to teach us the prayers, and they taught us in the Russian language, we thought. And when Daria came to Kodiak, I asked her what those words were. Vemia atsei sina waspadi docha amen. And she told me. And I was just so happy to finally know what I was saying.
Safronova Semyonov says Matvey Christensen-Pestrikov was the first elder to join the project, which she calls
Slavolutic. So it's Slavonic, pronounced with a Lutic accent, Slavonic, and Alutic.
Safronova Semyonov says when she first arrived in Kodiak, she dug through local archives and saw records of Alutic church hymns. She took one to the Alutic language club
and read it to the elders, wondering, would they understand me still? And when I read the first chapters, they looked at me with great surprise and asked me where I learned their language. I said, well, I don't know your language, but I can read the Cyrillic letters in which your language is written.
The Cyrillic alphabet was originally a Slavic writing system. Safronova Semyonov says she wanted to learn Aleutic, but she also wanted her group to learn Church Slavonic.
The idea, the romantic idea, was to ask elders to learn the alphabet themselves, to become literate in this Church Slavonic alphabet so that they can read it again, as their ancestors could do.
Safronova Semyonov says some of the Aleutic hymns were translated in the 19th century, and the language has changed, but she says that's partly because some of the words didn't pop up every day.
Do we often discuss biblical matters at home, drinking cup of tea? Do you ask your friend, and how did your conscience feel today? How about repentance for tomorrow? How often do you speak about your soul in an everyday conversation?
She says the group has debated over words, discussed translations, and eaten a variety of Russian foods at their weekly meetings. They've also received help putting the prayers to music. Now they can sing the hymns in church. Safronova Semyonov says she wants the prayers to be accessible to everyone across religions and cultures. She and several other members of the project will speak about their progress at 7 p.m. for the Baranov Museum's History Speaks lecture series. I'm Kayla DeRoche.